All right. I mean, it was good. It's just there are some parts that I didn't really enjoy. It was mainly like the Tiffany and Roxanne match. That was kind of random.
No, yeah.
And I think that's the only thing that I didn't like about SmackDown.
Did you, what about Selena and who was it? Chelsea Green?
Zelina and Chelsea. I was expecting it to go on longer, but I'm fine with how it ended. So.
What up, BT?
What's up?
Shit, chilling. How you doing?
Good. Was going out to lunch, seeing some family members I haven't seen for a couple of years. So.
That's always good.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
I was able to watch the clips of SmackDown, and I was able to watch the main event. So,
It's lunchtime over there right now.
yep, 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
Nice. Bright as day.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go? What'd you eat? Some kangaroos?
No.
I'm kidding.
We went to the Buffs Club. I
The
had
Butts
some
Club?
Buffs. Buffs. What the fuck? Butts?
Yeah, I'm with you, Snug. That's what I heard too.
Yeah, buff.
Okay,
Buffs
buff.
Club.
Okay.
Yep. Buffs Club. I had some toasted sandwiches, chicken and cheese toasted sandwiches. Kind of like
Sounds good.
they're kind of like what do you guys call them?
Grilled cheese.
Damn it, I don't know how to explain them.
Oh my God. I can see him.
What's that?
He's
Okay,
real.
so
He's
this is
real.
what I'm going to say. It is not with a ring light. It is on its way. It will be here tomorrow. I just had to order it like this morning.
Okay. Oh, this is
But I
still
do
good.
have that thing.
Okay. The ring light will probably be a lot better then. That's
Yeah,
what's
so that's
up.
like
I got
tomorrow.
some exciting news
Oh,
today.
I should be able to have it by Monday.
Are you gonna
I got
stop
some exciting.
eating? 'Cause that would be some exciting news.
No. Guess who
Man,
got
we're
their
never gonna
permit
stop
today?
eating.
Already? You got it already?
Yeah, I got an appointment that was early. Shit.
Damn, that was quick.
Oh, by the
That's what's
way,
up. Congrats, dude.
before I bought the ring light while I was
No,
physically
hold
out.
on. Before we talk, you guys have to congratulate Toxic. This is a big deal here. Everyone,
Congratulate me. I just got
congratulate Toxic. All
my
right. All right. That's good. Enough. All right. Go ahead, Tommy.
So, before I bought the ring light while I was like physically at Walmart, I decided to get one of those belt slap bracelet things.
Bell slap break. Oh, yeah.
These things.
Yeah. Those are cool. How much is it?
It's like $4
Oh,
at
nice.
Walmart. And that's like with tax.
Yeah, I don't really go to Walmart like that. Last time I think my wife went with her mom. They were sending me some pictures. They got some pretty cool WWE stuff over there. Oh, yeah. Where's blood?
Don't know.
That is a good question. Where is the blood?
Should be used soon. Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta stretch my legs and my butt is getting tired of sitting all day. Give me a second. Dude, I fucking sit all day. I sit down for work all day and then I fucking go from one desk to another to watch wrestling for another 4 fucking hours. So I'm
Yeah.
tired. I gotta stretch.
No worries. Okay, so I finally was able to get the fucking WWE 2K25 game.
Nice. Just in time, they released the update 1.07, I think.
Right.
What do you think of it so
Fucking.
far?
Well, I was able to complete the Bloodline Showcase, but not without losing my rage at the fucking Survivor Series part. Completing all the checkpoints. Completing all the checkpoints was a fucking chore.
That pissed me off so much that I realized I have to play Bloodline to end up getting everything.
Yeah.
Who did you choose?
And complete all the checklists in the... who did I choose? How long ago is it? Roman, obviously. Roman.
Yeah, but to get everything, to get everything in that, you have to like play as both Bloodlines.
Yeah. But yeah, once I get my rage under check, because I fucking cracked my edge of the PlayStation controller here. It's fucking fucked. This shit here. It's pretty bad. So that happened.
Tommy, remember when Snug made the Undertaker joke about Damian Priest? Abraham was following on the show.
Oh my god.
Okay. I
wonder if came across one of my clips. Fucking non-binary Undertaker.
Let me see, because it tells you.
Yeah, well. So Tommy, remember when
I had to teach the mighty Snug about Tick Pick.
I think he's gonna use it. I thought Snug's joke about Damian Priest and the bisexual Undertaker allegations thing. Whenever I heard the joke, I thought it was kind of funny, but I didn't even say anything because I was too busy playing Pokemon Violet.
Oh, nice. That fucking Survivor Series level was a fucking chore. I swear to God.
So, what do you guys want to talk about when it comes to SmackDown? So far, I have the Cody Rhodes promo. Oh, we found out the matches for WrestleMania, the days. We're going to talk about that.
I did a video on it on my TikTok earlier this morning. So.
Wait, when did... I thought they just released it on SmackDown.
Cultaholic Wrestling released it on Twitter, and I was able to make a video off of it. So I don't know if it's official or not, but
what do you have
from the looks of it? It looks pretty legit. So
did you write them down or?
I got it saved on my video. I'm just quickly pulling it up.
Yeah, tell me what matches you got for Sunday or Saturday.
Alright, I got both nights.
Alright, give me Saturdays.
Alright, we got War Raiders versus The New Day opening the show. Then we've got Jade Cargill versus Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Right after. Then LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Then Rey Mysterio versus Ultimo Chad Naga. Gable.
It's not Chad Gable.
That is Chad Gable. It's Chad Gable.
Anyway, go on, BT.
Right after that one, and I'm very surprised they went with this move, Jey Uso versus Gunther.
Mm-hmm.
And then the main event is Rollins versus Reigns versus Punk.
Okay, I had the feeling that one was either going to be beginning or second to last, one of the two.
So I don't think the announcement that they aired on SmackDown, I don't think that was in order.
I don't think it was either.
Because the first match that they announced for Saturday was a triple threat match of Seth, Roman, and Punk. That was the first match they announced for Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, BT, on the intro, when we start the when we go live, do you want to help me name the matches for Saturday? And then I'll name off all the matches for Sunday, if that's cool with you.
Too easy.
Okay.
You've got the matches for Sunday?
Yeah, but I don't think mine are in order, but it doesn't matter. They don't have to be in order.
There's no way, because they announced like the main event first.
Yeah, yeah. Unless they're going to... No, they said that they were going to main event. Oh, look who finally decided to join us.
I was going to the bathroom, and I was also trying to finish the clips.
Okay, well, next time, take us with you.
Bro, what?
Not what I was doing in there.
All right, so we have the announcement of the WrestleMania card that we... Yeah. It's official. We're going to talk about the Cody Rhodes promo, and we're going to talk about...
main event, obviously.
Did I miss anything? Main event, because there are no clips. Did anything happen with Roman or Punk or Seth?
No.
No,
the main event
was just
LA Knight and Randy versus Solo and Tommy.
It's Team of Bloodline.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, just to give my wife some props here in the chat. Oh, look what she bought me today.
Nice! Hell yeah!
Nice.
Doug, you'll remember this from our childhood.
Nah, I was never really big on cartoons like that, bro.
You lying dog. You didn't watch Batman, the animated series?
I mean,
this is the Mark Hamill Joker I always do.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I've watched it here and there, but like...
What kind of childhood did you have? Were you watching Law and Order and shit when you were 9 years old?
No, I was mostly watching sports and wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a big football fan, so that makes sense.
You didn't when you were a kid, you weren't watching. Come on, man, we had like Wild Thornberries and As Told by Ginger and Rugrats and Angry Beavers, Rocko's Modern Life.
I would have watched some cartoons, but not Batman, not like that.
So,
but that's cool. That's cool.
Yes,
I'm sorry, darling.
Dude,
my wife gives me shit all the time.
Ring light, though.
My wife gives me shit all the time because she's like really big into movies. She's watched like every single movie probably you can think of. And like the most common, most popular movies you can name. Like, she's like, have you watched this? And I'm just like, no. I don't know.
That is every movie ticket to every movie I've seen. Since
why?
First Class 2011.
Why? Why do you have that?
Yeah, that's...
Why do you have that?
I'm an actor, homie. I'm a student of the game, bro.
Oh my goodness.
When I go to the movies, it's not just for the movie. I'm literally going there like I'm sitting in classroom. I'm paying attention to cinematography, direction, sound editing.
I'm weak.
Acting,
I'm literally crying. Shit.
Did you like? Do you see how many tickets this is?
I'm literally crying. I can't believe
this man is fucking addicted, bro.
I have never heard of anyone do that.
Look at my hands. I'm squeezing. That's
how many
is that? Do you reckon?
That's over 300 films since X-Men First Class 2011.
So Jesus, everybody is here.
You
when do you guys want to do this prediction? Because we said that we wanted to do one before Mania.
I will be on NoSo Wrestling tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock with Ryan, going over wrestling predictions with him too. So I'm gonna fine tune my predictions with him and see if anything changes. So I would say if we're gonna do final predictions, it should be on like Wednesday of next week, like after we have the Go Home Raw, because we won't be able to do it on for a Go Home SmackDown because there's also the Hall of Fame. So we kind of want the predictions to sit with people and simmer for a couple days. So I would say let's see what the Go Home Raw looks like. And then maybe Wednesday or something like that. Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, we can do the WrestleMania predictions.
Wednesday.
Because that should get some really good views so long as you're because it'll be trending for that whole week next week. So that should give us some pretty good edge there.
Because Tuesday, I do something every Tuesday. So I can't do it on Tuesday. Unless you guys want to wait until I'm done, then I can do it after. I'm usually done like around 6 or 6:30 my time.
Are you doing like football live stream or something?
No, I'm on the Heel Shit podcast every Tuesday.
Oh, damn. So that's right.
If we do that, then
I forget how many podcasts you and I do.
I just do two. On Tuesday, then I will be doing it out of a car because I will be just getting out of rehearsal at that point.
Let's do Wednesday.
Rehearsal. Are you in a play?
Yes.
Oh, good for you, man. We call it as a fellow thespian, very happy for you. Then I think Wednesday probably. We'll just do Wednesday so you don't got to rush for nothing. So that we can have everybody here. By the way, BT, will Wednesday work for you on WrestleMania predictions? Wednesday, our time zones? Because it'll be Thursday for you.
Yes, working Thursday morning.
Your morning is our night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because for me right now, it's nearly 1:30, when for you guys, it'll probably be like 10:30.
No, for us, it's like 11:30. At least yeah. For me, it's 11:30 for me on my coast. It's 10:30 for the boys, and Snug is about 8:30 for him. Because he's 3 hours behind me.
Right.
Then I think you're like, what, 12 hours ahead of us? Or 14?
Shit.
What time is it where you are right now?
It's just hit 20 past 1.
20 past 1, so you are... It's 11, we said, so you are...
Hold on, let me check.
You're 14 hours ahead of us.
Okay.
So if you're 14 hours ahead of us, if we do the show, at what time do you get off work on Thursdays?
10 o'clock in the morning, and it's a 20-minute walk home, so I should be...
You get off at 10 a.m. your time. That means we are 14 hours behind you. So it would be our time like 7 to 8 p.m. here.
Yeah.
So that would be fine then, because then you have the rest of the day, right? So even if we did the show at like 8:30, 9 p.m. like normal, you'll be home.
Yeah.
So that works.
So 6 p.m. my time for him will be 11 a.m.
Oh, shit, but I got to go to a fucking appointment. I got to go to an appointment. I got to see my... Headspace therapist. Yeah, fuck.
What time's that appointment?
Is that 3 o'clock?
Oh, we'll be done by then. Your time, homie.
Oh yeah, we'll be done by.
I'm just double checking.
I was gonna say 3 o'clock your time, man. I mean, 3 o'clock your time. It'll be fucking roughly midnight for us, at least for me. And then it'll be 9 o'clock for Snug.
Yeah, we'll be seven.
Yeah, we'll be fine. So I mean. Honestly, if you can hop on when you get off work around, you know, 11 to 11:30 your time, it'll all be like 8 to 9 p.m. for the three of us.
To walk uptown, because we usually do these things at like 1 o'clock, right? It takes me an hour to walk uptown. I don't drive there; I walk there.
Yeah, but you'll have time. Well, we should be done by no later than probably 12:45-ish to 1 p.m. your time. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll be totally fine. And if you got to dip out, if you have to dip out early, just dip out early. So, all right. So Wednesday sounds good. 6 p.m. your time, Snug. 9 p.m. my time. 8 p.m. your time, boys.
Yep, I'm good with that.
Oh yeah, right. No, I'm good. I was thinking because I get out of driving school at like 7, so yeah, I'm good.
All right, so we got ourselves a prediction evening on Wednesday, boys.
All right.
That's gonna be a good one.
Damn right it will be.
Yeah. If I pop in late, Snug, just send me the link.
Yeah, that's fine. You can pop in late. You can leave early if you have to. So long as you're still on the cast at some point, so everybody's here for the predictions. That's totally fine.
So, Blood. Guess we've got good news.
What happened?
I got my permit today.
Oh hey! Yeah, buddy, good for you, man. Happy for you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Now I just gotta wait 6 months and I get my license. Yay.
Hey, man.
That shit'll really fly by.
Really, it does fly by, it does. Really proud of you, man. That's awesome. That's great news.
Thank you.
Tommy, I see you got the ring light.
It's not a ring light. I had to order it this morning, so it won't get here until tomorrow.
So what Snug hooked you up with?
Yeah, it won't get here until tomorrow, but right.
So you're using like a lamp light?
Really bright, like cliff light.
Okay. Well, Snug, that was real cool, you Edgar. Really nice of you.
Yeah, man. I'm glad I can. If I'm able to do it, I'm happy to do it. You know.
Hey,
Blood.
I wanted to ask you, where in the mutiny storyline in the 2K25 game are you? Are you like right at the beginning?
I've beaten the story twice. I did both endings.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and hey, I just earlier this evening finished all the live event matches that you can do with Tony Simpkins or Simpkin, where you have to press triangle, go over to live records, and then you can literally, you can unlock a bunch of my faction stuff and extra skins stuff. I just finished it finally and unlocked the actual Diamond Dallas page 98. So you have to get 280 stars total to reach it.
By the way, those matches will it take to get your character to the 100 overall? How many
so it doesn't
come
to 100 overall. It maxes out at 93 in the story.
Oh, so, okay.
But you can always export that character into the main game after you're done leveling them up if you want. What I do is I make my characters first for the first 2-3 days of owning the game before I ever play a match, because I get very into it, and then I import them into the story. So that way I don't have to make them twice.
All right, we're live now, you guys. Let's get ready.
All right.
All right.
All right.